Welcome to Toddler Toolkit. Hi, parents. Today we are talking about having a toddler that pushes all of your buttons and knows what they're doing, and you are just looking for help. First, we're going to talk about why it's important to understand the behavior, some common mistakes you might be making, some new things that we should really shift our thought process to when dealing with aggressive toddler behavior, things to avoid that might seem counterintuitive, and a story that I have with my own twin toddler boys that are almost three. And I also want to mention that if you are dealing with aggressive toddler behavior or button pushing behavior, then I have a new workshop for you. So if this is you, sign up for the Transform Aggressive Behavior to a Calm, Kind, and Caring Toddler Workshop waitlist. Once I get enough interest on the waitlist, I will set the dates for the workshop. So make sure to sign up for that so I can get that workshop ready and available to you. All right, so does your toddler push your buttons intentionally? Are they seeking your attention? Do they have aggressive behavior? Why are they doing this? All behavior is a form of communication. Your toddler may be seeking attention, testing limits, or expressing frustration or need for autonomy. Understanding the root cause can guide our responses, which I will go into more in the upcoming workshop. Now, these are some things that we might do that aren't serving us, right? So sometimes they're toddlers. They just do not care how they get attention as long as they are getting it. So if that means when you say no or hold a firm boundary, it makes them do it more. This is so frustrating. So we're going to address this attention-seeking behavior. So what are some examples of this? Charging at the oven, hitting you in the face, pulling a sibling's hair, throwing toys, screaming at the dinner table, and then laughing. And if you get authoritative and raise your voice, your toddler does not care. They do not react to that. It doesn't change their behavior. Now, not all toddlers are to this level and all the time. But my twin boys can get in this zone, and they have a sidekick as well, which provides even more fun and reinforcement. So in this situation, you may have noticed that being firm does not work. And obviously, there are safety concerns. And many of these situations, for example, if you're cooking at the oven and you don't have another helping hand, and you have multiple children or toddlers that are engaging in this behavior, what can be done if being firm isn't working, which might be actually encouraging the behavior more, is a distraction. Go look out the window. Do you see Dada's car? Go find the toy. While we want to teach our toddlers, it's not good to charge at the oven. It's not good to ram toys into the oven or throw toys in the kitchen. If they aren't listening and your hands are tied and you literally cannot leave the stovetop or the oven to take them away and do a time in, which I recommend, I have a whole podcast episode about time in. It's called Time In Versus Time Out. Or maybe you are a parent that does time out. You cannot do that then. You're going to have to use a distraction or change your approach, right? Because telling them no is not working. Literally, as you're giving them the feedback, no, we don't do that, it's making them do it more. It's like fuel on the fire. So I want to show you some new ways to think about this. We can do some proactive strategies, like helping involve our toddler more. Let's say this is happening when you're cooking, helping involve them more, doing something that is toddler safe. Maybe they are helping you out cooking a little bit. You're giving them tasks. This becomes a lot harder when you have multiple kids. Because when you have one kid, sure, you can have a toddler tower. What happens if you have twins? What happens if you have multiple kids and they all want to turn at the same time? And then they're tantruming because they wanted the turn. They wanted to be in the toddler tower. A lot of, you know, the examples I see is always for one kid. And it's like, that's great and everything, but that's not helping the rest of the parents that have more than one child. They are literally struggling with different things like waiting, turn taking, sharing, very tough. And if these skills aren't being worked on during separate times of the day, then when the time comes for cooking, it's going to be really, really tough. That's why in my workshop, I'm passionate about addressing, you know, what do you do if you do have multiple kids? We don't want our toddlers reaching up to a hot pan or a hot burner. But if you're stuck in the moment, it's kind of like an oh crap moment. And you can just pick them up, put them, you know, if you have a playpen still, we removed ours. And that could be something you could do because this is an oh crap moment. Like this is a safety issue. But if you don't have that option or if you don't have gates, then you're going to have to find something else. Distraction can be one of them. You can distract them to help out with something else. Here's a pan, put it on the kitchen floor. Here's a wooden spoon. Can you help make me some pretend soup? Let's make pretend soup. Stir the wooden spoon in the pan. When we do this, we can sing Wheels on the Bus while I finish up here cooking. If you have time to prepare ahead of time, because you know it's going to be tough and you know your toddler will do something to push your buttons, you could do some of these things. Let's get your play kitchen ready so you can cook alongside me. Have a preferred toy or toys, activity that they can play with that is independent, and only give that during when you cook dinner to keep them occupied. If you're cooking, let's say, and your one toddler is pulling their sibling's hair, and then that sibling is in pain and crying, you might have to pause your cooking, right? Because you can't allow that kind of behavior to continue. This isn't the time to distract them with cooperative play. If the hair pulling was over a toy, we're going to have to now remove that toy. First and foremost, make sure your child is okay that got their hair pulled. Then address the behavior of the offender that is pulling their hair. This might not be able to be done in a traditional way, like a traditional time in where you sit for 10 minutes or 5 minutes or even a timeout because you're cooking. When everyone is okay, I would have them quickly do separate activities or put one toddler on a preferred activity and have the other one help you out in the kitchen, if possible. I'd use your judgment on that if that's going to work. Is the hair puller more likely to go do said behavior again? I'd have that child help you then because then you're monitoring them more. And I would let the other child play peacefully if they were able to recover from the ordeal of getting their hair pulled and they're able to play independently. And we do have to look at our children. What are their strengths? Because sometimes you can get creative with who does what when. Things to avoid. So if you're with your toddler and they're hitting you in the face and you say no, this can cause some issues. It appears they know that this isn't cool, but they're still doing it. They love that they have control and are getting a reaction out of you. And this might sound backwards to some parents, but when your toddler gets a reaction out of you, they are in control of the situation. The parents who yell and react isn't actually in control. They're responding. They're not leading. I think this is a really interesting concept for parents to understand is when we're reacting, we're actually not in control. That does not mean that we can't get back into control, but our toddler is actually in control when we are just reacting. Hitting hurts. We do not hit. When we say this, we can say it firmly. We don't need to be calm. I think there's a lot going around about you need to be calm or, you know, it doesn't matter if you're calm. You need to work on regulating yourself before you help your toddler. Okay. You don't need to do any of that, actually, because none of that really matters. We just don't want to go too far permissive or too far authoritarian. We don't want to let our kids walk all over us, but we also don't want to be reacting, because when we are reacting, that is hurting relationships. It is also a loss of control and is actually an adult tantrum. When we play victim with a toddler that's pushing our buttons, that can place them above us. Sometimes this toddler, maybe they're doing something and you say something like, "You hurt mommy. Mommy's so sad." In some instances with some toddlers, this can work. This is the problem with a lot of Instagram advice, is that every toddler is unique and we need to understand why they're doing it, but also your toddler's unique personality, their unique struggles and their strengths. Because while that could actually help one toddler understand empathy and understand not to do something for another toddler, that is giving them control over you. And so for some toddlers, they're actually going to do it more. And when toddlers feel like they have too much power, they feel unsafe, and they continue to test the boundary to see your reaction. They're continually trying to see what will happen, see how safe they really are. And a quick firm, "Hitting hurts, we do not hit," or "I won't let you hit me," then change the scenery fast. If they were on your lap, put them on the floor and walk away. Cool off. Cool yourself off. Find another activity for them to engage in that's more appropriate. Sometimes we need to reset the scene, reset the emotions. Follow through with an immediate consequence that is directly linked to the behavior. This helps the toddler understand the specific behavior you're addressing. So for example, if they hit you while they're on your lap, place them gently on the floor stating, "I won't let you hit me," then step away to give both of you a moment to cool down. And it doesn't matter if you were calm or not internally. It does matter actually externally, because if externally, like I said, we are reacting, yelling, and putting that energy out there, that is where it matters more than the internal. You can be internally very upset, right? That's why you do the thing. Then you can take care of yourself. So not all toddlers are like this. I'm not talking about a specific type of toddler that pushes buttons and does not show any signs of oops at any reaction at all. So I'm talking about any reaction at all to your toddler. It just fuels the behavior even more. Toddlers that are professional, as it seems, button pushers. Remember that punishment, like yelling and spanking and even timeout, punishes the behavior, but doesn't change the behavior and increases aggressive behavior. If not done immediately, even though I don't agree with these practices, you actually aren't even punishing the behavior at all. And your toddler isn't connecting A to B. For example, if a child hits another kid at the park, at the playground, and 15 minutes later, you do the punishment, which is removing them from the playground, you do the consequence, they're not making that connection. You're actually reinforcing them to do it more, because what you're teaching them is, hey, I can hit other kids at the playground and I can still play for 15 minutes. I have a story. So this is something that my toddlers started doing. They started ramming toys into our kitchen oven because they thought it was funny and cool. I was firm and told them, "We don't do that." Guess what happened? It fueled their behavior more. They've done this with multiple different toys, but let's use their airplane. They have these airplane toys where they can sit on them and push them. They're an airplane push toy. And if I was like, "Don't do this," right? They would just do it more. So I could redirect their behavior to do something else, like go around. Okay, hey, if we're playing with this, we go around the kitchen, encourage them to do what you want them to do, not reiterating what you don't want them to do. This can be a big issue as well, as they can not just ram into the kitchen oven, they can ram into each other and me. And there's a lot of teaching moments here about certain targeted communication, like, excuse me, go around, coming through, right? So this is the importance of proactive skills and practicing them, not just in stressful moments, because we don't want to do that. And we can replace this whole scenario with rocks, like throwing rocks. My boys are very high energy and very physical. It doesn't matter how much attention or fun activities they get in the day, they will still sometimes go to this place. And we have to take the power struggle and reaction out of it, because the more adamant I am that they don't do it, and the more firm I am, the more firm and my voices, my body languages, it fuels the behavior more. So I developed a method to use when your toddler is a button pusher and they cannot stop. They have to throw and break the toy. They literally have to do it. They can't stop, even though you told them not to. Even though sometimes you've redirected them to do more appropriate things, they have to do it. And they're putting 200% of their energy into it, whether it's throwing rocks at the park, tackling another child, flopping on the changing table so you can't change your baby's diaper, screaming nonstop at the dinner table, even though they've only been sitting for a minute or two. Does your toddler have aggressive behavior? Does your toddler push buttons? Can your toddler not control themselves? And does your toddler almost seem to enjoy when you tell them no and do it more? Then sign up for the Transform Aggressive Behavior to a Calm, Kind, and Caring Toddler workshop waitlist. The link is in the show notes, and I am happy to support those families that are dealing with this. I know this is not everybody. This is a unique situation that some of us might have, but even if you don't have a toddler this to this extent, but maybe there's little pieces of this podcast episode that you were resonating with, and you maybe see just a little bit of this, or maybe you're concerned that your child will take on more of these actions, more of these button pushing reactions as they get a little bit older, closer to 3, maybe 4, and you're concerned about that, then this workshop will be really helpful to you as well. Link in show notes. Hope this was helpful and that you know that you're not alone in dealing with some of these behaviors. You are not alone. I'm here to support you. All right. Thank you, parents, and I'll see you in the next episode. And that wraps up another episode filled with tools and insights to help your parenting journey have clarity and ease. Remember, every child is unique, and so is our experience, especially when there's more than one. Keep celebrating those small victories and learning along the way. I'm Heather, your Twin Mama Guide, and until next time, here's to raising skilled, self-regulated toddlers who listen, learn, and love. Take care, and see you soon.